This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's members of Congress have different views on a new immigration detention facility slated to open in Hudson. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican Representative Lauren Boebert is supportive of the move. The facility in Hudson is in her district, and she says local leaders aren't against it.
I think these communities are wanting security and safety and don't mind the economic boost.
Democratic Representative Jason Crow already has a GEO-run detention center in his district. He's created a toolkit to help congressional offices conduct oversight visits and will continue to conduct them himself in Colorado.
To make sure we hold them accountable and we bring to light the abuses of this administration.
Crow says if the Trump administration tries to prevent spot visits by lawmakers, he'll take them back to court. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Meanwhile, public health officials say at least one case of active tuberculosis has been confirmed at GEO's ICE Processing Center in Aurora. Now, Colorado's health department is asking the private company for immediate cooperation with a public health investigation. In an open letter, officials are asking GEO to provide the access records and information needed no later than July 17th. Colorado businesses are losing their competitive edge to companies in other states. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
The high cost of living in Colorado, especially for housing, is weighing on the state's business prospects. That's according to a new report from the Romer Institute, a nonprofit policy researcher. The report measured Colorado against five similar states: Arizona, North Carolina, Texas, Utah, and Washington, and found Colorado's job growth is lagging. One reason could be relatively fewer people are moving to Colorado. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
It's 2:06. This is CPR News, 90.1 in Denver.